Okay, we're up to Shabbos. I involve Min Aleph. Amar Rav Lezer Hadaluk Rav Shimon Lezatani Klalim Rav Shimon Lezer Kol She'inu Kosher Latznia Ei Matznia Kamos. Anything that's not fit to be stored, and people don't typically store items like that, but it was deemed fit to be stored by this person, and he stored it, and another person came and carried out. That person who carried it out is going to be chayev by the thought of that person, right? By that machshava. So the Gemara says, okay, Hamotzi Tevin Kamala Pipara, Eitz Kamala Pigal. One who carries a straw out in an amount that's equal to a cow's mouth is going to be chayiv. Okay, so we're talking about different substances in the amount of measure that could be carried out. Yuvashim, Pligveim, Etzdarfin, Zezeme, Shaloshav, because they're not equal in their measurements. My Eitz, what is the Eitz mentioned over here? So we're talking about Amar Rav Yehuda, Tevin Shalmine Kitnes. There are different straw types of legumes. That Rav Dimi said, Hamotzi Tevin Kamala Pipara, Lagamo Ryochran says Yechayev. Behold the low shav bishum mitzdarfen, and do any items that are not equal in their amount joined together. So Atan Habegit Shlosha Shlosha Vasak Arbal Arba or Bakamisha Khamisha. Mapat Shisha Al Shisha. Again, different sizes enough for it to be able to be makabel tuma. We've covered that a lot. Hamotzi Alchem Goris Chayev Mitzdarfen Zebnesha Shav Bishurin. Chutz Miklipasin Vigarnev Uktseim Vesubin Umerskin. Because they're equal, and the mount is calculated without their shells, their seeds, their stems, and their bran. Wait a second, do the bran of cereals don't join together? So we say, Chameshis Revoim Kemach, Va'ohud Archayev and Chala, Vesubin Amar Abayin Shekain Ani Ochel Pito, Ve'isa Belusei, mixes it with bran. So Rabbi Huda says, Chutz Meklipe Adashim, Aspashlim, except for the shells of lentils, because they're cooked and eaten together with them. Okay, in Karum, that's the end of Hadron Alach Klal Gadol, right? That ends that parak. And the Gemara finishes a little bit on the next parak, where you talk about the defining the minimum measures that determine liability for carrying out various substances. So anybody who carries out an item that can be stored in a Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos has to bring a chatas. So the Mishnah says, Hamotzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas Kos, or Cholov Kedei Gemia, Dvash Kedei Dalal Kosis. All these things, you would take them out. So these are the different shirim for one who takes them out. We said originally kuliyam ala pligi dechayev. So the Mishnah Lamelech says the shir hotza, which is talking about, is dafka for a chi of chatas. But for an iser min haTorah, you have even pachas mikashir, as we hold chatzi shir aser min haTorah. The Gemara quoted a Mishnah Meila 18a, which teaches that various types of material can combine to make a shir for tumah. Because they're all fit to become Tameh with Tumas Moshav. So similarly, the various types of fodder mentioned in the Mishnah here combine to create a shear for Hatzah because they are fit for a sample. Now, what's the logic of these reasons why different things combine to make a shear? So Rashi here and in Me'ila explains that different types of material can combine to create a shear for Tumah because they're occasionally sewn together into one usable item, such as a quilted donkey saddle. Rashi's logic seems to be as follows, that it's obvious that there's a sufficient amount to be makabel tuma, since there's enough material in the combination to satisfy the larger shear involved. However, it's not clear that the different materials may be combined to make a shear in the first place, or perhaps the materials stand to be separated from each other shortly, and therefore they should already be viewed as separate from each other. So therefore, in order to combine different materials, we have to first prove that the combination is indeed tolerated. And since people sew different materials together in a donkey saddle, and likewise, the different types of fodder are mixed together when they're put on display for sale, the mixture is viewed as a lasting combination, and the various amounts combine to create a shear. Now, the rule is that when different types of objects become tumah, or spread tumah, they can combine with each other to make a shear for tumah, with the minimum shear of each one is the same. There is one case where the size necessary to cause tumah is the same for all the types of material and types of fodder mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, the reason they combine to cause tumah, they combine to cause tumah, as long as the combination is going to be equal to or greater than the largest of the shirim involved. Now, in what case is the size of tumah of all of the different materials the same? The size is the same in a case in which the materials were specifically touched up to be used for a donkey saddle. And in such a case, every type of material is metame when it's one by one tefach in size. And similarly, the amount of fodder for which one is chayav for hotza is the same for all types of fodder when it was specifically set aside to be used as a salesman's sample. That's the Mishnah 90b.